Well, it was 31 years ago today that the final episode of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson aired.
Oh, yes. All right.
So The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson was the third iteration of The Tonight Show franchise. It debuted on October 1st, 1962, and aired its final episode on May 22nd, 1992. Johnny Carson's Tonight Show established the modern format of the late night talk show, a monologue sprinkled with a rapid fire series of 16 to 22 one-liners.
Oh, 16 to 22.
Although Carson had a rule of no more than three on the same subject, was followed by sketch comedy, then moving on to guest interviews and performances by musicians and stand-up comedians. Are you a fan of late night TV? Do you watch much?
I haven't watched it in years.
Neither have I.
There was a time
not being
where
a night owl. I mean, I can't stay up that late.
It starts too late.
Yeah,
it's the problem.
Too late. Yep. Yeah. So occasionally Carson interviewed prominent politicians such as Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Robert F. Kennedy, and Hubert Humphrey. However, Carson refused to discuss his personal political views on the show out of concern it might alienate his audience.
Sure.
Other regulars were selected for their entertainment or information value in contrast to those who offered more cerebral conversation. His preference for access to Hollywood stars caused the show's move to the West Coast on May 1st, 1972, and The Tonight Show would not return to New York until 2014 when Jimmy Fallon took the hosting reins.
All right, yeah.
Carson almost never socialized with guests before or after the show. Frequent interviewee Orson Welles recalled that Tonight Show employees were astonished when Carson visited his dressing room to say hello before a show.
Really?
Like, even that, he didn't do.
Just Orson.
Yeah.
Orson was special.
Carson was a comparatively cool host compared to his counterparts and only laughed when genuinely amused and abruptly cut short monotonous or embarrassingly inept interviewees.
I've seen some clips. I never watched the back when he was hosting. I was too young, I think.
Yeah.
But I've watched some clips. He's really good, and he really controls the flow of the interview. That's interesting. Yeah.
By the mid 1970s, Tonight was the most profitable show on television, making NBC $50 to $60 million every year.
Wow.
Although Carson's work schedule became more abbreviated, Tonight remained so successful that his compensation from NBC continued to rise. By the mid 70s, he had become the highest paid personality on television, earning around $4 million a year. That's over $16 million today.
Over what was it? 16
today. Over $16 million.
Yeah,
yep. Not including nightclub appearances and his other businesses.
A lot of money in nightclubs.
Yes, for sure. Back then. In 1966, Carson popularized Milton Bradley's game Twister when he played it on the show with actress Ava Gabor.
Oh.
Not widely known up to that time, the game skyrocketed in popularity after the broadcast. And then in December of 1973, Carson joked on The Tonight Show about an alleged shortage of toilet paper.
Oh.
Viewers believed the story, and panic buying and hoarding, that sounds familiar, ensued across the United States as consumers emptied stores, causing a real shortage that lasted for weeks.
That's wild.
Stores and toilet paper manufacturers had to ration supplies until the panic ended. Carson apologized in January of 1974 for the incident, which became what the New York Times called a classic study of how rumors spread.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
And people trusted him.
And then Carson, after that, successfully sued a manufacturer of portable toilets that wanted to call its product Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
That's a great name. It's too bad that didn't work out. That would have been pretty great for a business name. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carson hosted his penultimate show featuring guests Robin Williams and Bette Midler on May 21st, 1992. This show was immediately recognized as a television classic that Midler considered one of the most emotional moments of her life, and eventually she won an Emmy for her role in it.
Really?
Carson had no guests on his final episode of The Tonight Show, which was instead a retrospective show taped before an invitation-only studio audience of family, friends, and crew.
Wow.
More than 50 million people tuned in for this finale, making it the highest-rated late-night TV show ever. And Carson conducted about 22,000 interviews during his tenure and was seen by more people on more occasions than anyone else in U.S. television history.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, before the finale, though, the most-watched episode of the show was on December 17th, 1969. You know what happened on that day?
No.
Tiny Tim got married live on television that day to 17-year-old Miss Vicky Budinger on a set decorated with 10,000 tulips that had been imported from Holland.
Okay.
And so
yeah?
The song we're going to play today is Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. It's less than 2 minutes long, so don't tune out. Stick around. There's more. Legends 102.7. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
There it is. Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Well, because Tiny Tim got married on The Tonight Show in 1969.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most watched episodes of that show. But today we were talking about The Tonight Show because the final episode of that show with Johnny Carson aired 31 years ago today.
May 22nd. All right.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay. Johnny Carson conducted 22,000 interviews in his 30 years as host of The Tonight Show.
Johnny Carson helped popularize the game Twister.
And the finale was the most highest rated late night TV show. You got it.
What was it?
The highest rated late night TV show ever.
Ever.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Fascinating. Tonight Show, Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he went to a Jay Leno. Was he the successor?
I think so, yeah.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, there was the big Duke who fighting was going to get it, Letterman and Conan. Oh, Conan
was after, right?
Conan and then Leno back.
Yeah. And then Fallon, I think?
Yeah.
Is that how it went? Right. I don't remember.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Wow. It's amazing how, you know, that doesn't seem like that long ago, and yet I completely...
I remember the sequence. Yeah, I know.
All right. Yeah. Folks want to learn more about The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right
and
there.
And you're going to play more Tiny Tim, right?
We're going to do a full hour of Tiny Tim starting at 5 o'clock. So we're going
to
clear out all the audience so nobody's left at 6. That's what we're going to do.
We do have another Tiny Tim song.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. Well,
there's another one in there.
We'll save that for another day.
Okay.
All right. We don't take so much. Thank you, Sarah, for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, please.
Absolutely.
Traffic with Melanie Sands, weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols, and of course, your favorites, your requests, not Tiny Tim, at 5 o'clock on the legendary Drive at 5.